right?
Yeah,
today?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Long trip to get here. Like, tell me about, like, did you play any stops on the way or was it straight up to Toronto?
We went straight up to Toronto, and you know, the thing about us doing North by Northeast is being able to spend some time at the conferences, see the panels and all that stuff. So to us, it's like a 7-hour drive, but it's totally worth it for us to meet people, you know, just meet other bands, meet people from the industry, and just learn things at the panels and during the show and seeing the other bands perform as well.
Yeah. When I saw your description on the North By lineup, and it was like, okay, these guys like put everything into their energy. They've got like the riffs and everything, have been compared to Muse and all that. I was like, I've got to come and see this. And, you know, when you come down here, it's you have all of that and you give it your own touch. So I kind of want to ask about your writing and like what you draw inspiration from.
You want to take this one? I can take this one.
Like, what
we draw inspiration from.
Mm-hmm. Where are we taking the inspiration from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Writing process.
Writing process. We everything starts by something, like Oliver wrote guitar riffs, stuff like that. And we have a friend, because I studied at music conservatory and classical music, and I had a great friend there named David, and we like all work together with him. It's all a collectible work team effort. It's a team effort, you know. Yeah, everyone's giving their little things in every song. And in that's what Absolite is all about, is team effort and you want.
Yeah, and we grew up listening to, you know, mainly punk rock music, like Billy Talent, Through Disgrace, Sum 41. That's really the music we were into growing up. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Muse is a big part of our influences, but also all these bands from the early 2000s and also like British rock. Mm-hmm. We grew up, you know, our parents were playing Elvis and the Beatles and Queen and Pink Floyd and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's a lot of name drops. But,
I can see that theatricality in your music, like all the, like, you know, getting on your knees, arching around, getting down on the stage and all of that. It really makes a full show.
Exactly. Yeah, if you listen to the song, like our studio version, we want heavy songs, hard rock song, but with like a little harmony touch, like a musical way, like little harmony that makes the difference, and really like classical, the classical music touch.
Yeah.
And a bit like Muse. Muse did a lot of that stuff. Like it's like super hard, but there is a lot of harmony and you know, classical music. Add like violin, cello, the piano.
It sounds big, but it brings people together.
I mean,
we like when the crowd is moving, as like following our wrists. Crowd following our wrist, that's the kind of thing
jumping.
We really people jumping, that's the kind of thing we like to do. So
totally. And obviously, like with the lights and everything that you were handing out to people and getting them to flash it and all, like that is a little bit of the like sound and you know, music touch, audiovisual touch, also you're doing this kind of, as you said, one man down. Like, you're normally with two guitars, you're a four-piece, but Oliver, you broke your hand.
I did. Yeah, I broke my hand, and we were actually playing a show in Italy 3 weeks ago, and the day of the show, I just broke my hand, I was able to play that show because I didn't have the plaster and all that stuff, but, you know, when I got back to Canada, I had to, like, go
had
through...
surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery, so I couldn't play, but, you know, it was fun for me to just... because I do some songs without my guitar, but most of them I play them. So it was fun for me, just jump around, like go crazy on every single song.
Yeah,
but I got exhausted earlier than usual, but it was fun.
And you've got like your branded cast and everything with the bad name, so you're really leaning into it.
Yeah, we improvised. We actually improvised that today, just before the show. We said that'd be funny.
Let's make the best of it and do a little promotion with that.
Exactly.
Let's make the best of it.
Make the best out of every situation, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys have been on tour lately, eh? How's the tour been going?
Yeah, well, we did go to the U.S. for showcases, and then Italy, and between US and Italy, we did go to Montreal, and then it's festival season that is starting right now, and we're going back to the US in the fall. So,
so you've got a packed schedule.
Sorry?
You've got a packed schedule coming up.
Yeah, we got some shows coming up. Yeah. We can't wait.
We released two singles in the last 6 months. So we're also busy with music, trying to put this out, and we've got more singles coming.
Yeah,
so
an album actually coming in the fall. Yeah, we got an album coming in the fall. Yeah.
So it's a lot of working, like the shows, but also working on the music. So
the first full album.
Tell me about that. That's an exciting moment, debut album and everything.
Yeah. It will be called Frames. Mm-hmm. Frames with an S, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It will be called Frames. It will be out in somewhere October, September. We don't know yet, but in the fall for sure. Yeah.
We haven't announced yet, but but it's definitely coming. Yeah.
But we have an album out. Yeah. And there will be You Are Right and Fiction, those two singles which are already out.
Yes, which we heard you play today as well,
exactly,
which is fantastic.
You Are Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We've been working on these songs for a while now, but we've been working with Fiona Bloom from The Bloom Effect, and you know, she's been doing publicity and marketing work and also a little bit of managing with us. So we've been coming up with this plan, release plan for this album, so kind of building up, leading this to this album. So we're really excited to finally release it soon enough.
Yeah. Fiona Bloom, which we met last year at the Canadian Music Week in Toronto. That's where we met.
So was this your second trip to Toronto ever?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a band, as a musician, second trip in Toronto. Yeah.
Fantastic. And also, like, you've talked about the fact that you have some shows coming up. There's one really big one that you were telling me about, and I've got to hear more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about the festival, right? Generation Festival. Yeah, we are doing, in French, it's Festival de Génération, but for English people, it's Generation Festival.
Okay.
It's in our hometown, in Nicolette, just halfway between Quebec and Montreal. Mm-hmm. It's a major festival now. It's growing bigger and bigger, and we are opening for Papa Roach. So we are really, really glad about it. Really,
really excited.
It means a lot for us to have the chance to open for such a huge band as Papa Roach, an established band. So there will be a lot of people. So
this will be probably the biggest show ever we've done so far. Yeah. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
Yeah.
Have you guys started thinking about, you know, standing in front of 12,000 people and all?
Yeah. We're just like, you know. Like Oliver said earlier, for us, if there is like 20 people or 20,000 people, we will give the exact same energy on stage. Because like we said, for us, it's about the music, but about the energy that we give to the people that are there. Because those people are there to see a show, so we will give them a show.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Absolite, where can people find you guys and keep up with you online and find your music?
We're on every platform, streaming platform, so Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and all that stuff, Pandora as well. And we are on social media, so TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. You can find it pretty much everywhere. Absolite Music.
AbsoliteMusic.com as well, so our website.
Website. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I want.
And if we have to go out of this interview with one song, what's the first song people should listen to if they're hearing you for the first time?
I would say You Are Right. I think it's just at the moment on the platform with the song that is out. I think the song that most represent us, it's You Are Right. I think if you listen to that song and you love it, you must love the band. I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but
Well, perfect. So we'll listen to that song, and hopefully we'll see you guys around Ontario a bit more, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks to you. Thank you so much.
It means a lot. Thank you.
up was Absolite from Trois Rivières. And lastly for the show tonight, hope you've been having a great time listening to all this stuff. We'll be back next week with more great music. But to finish, we've got the band Problem Patterns from Belfast joining us. They played a show just last night at the supermarket as the first band at 8 p.m. They are DIY, unapologetic, riot girl, punk rock, tackling themes of misogyny, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, poverty, mental health and physical health, everything and more in their wonderful album from last year, Blouse Club, but often with banger tunes, having the best times. So you're going to hear an interview with them right now. You can find them at problempatterns.bandcamp.com. I think they're absolutely fantastic, so do go check out the whole album, and I will see you all next week with more great music. Thanks for joining me on this North by Northeast coverage. I've been your host, Rue. See you next week. Goodbye. Okay, I'm Rue. We're here backstage. Well, backstage outside. I don't really know what we're going to call this. But we're at the supermarket, and it's not really a supermarket with so much, but a venue. And we're joined by 3/4 of Problem Patterns. Hello, guys. Firstly, welcome to Canada.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Very nice to be here.
How have you been finding it so far?
Really nice, but Toronto's so busy. Lots of people. And we were just getting over our jet lag. So, yeah, we're finding our feet still, I think.
It's also just really big, and it takes forever to get anywhere. And we're used to Belfast, where you can walk anywhere.
Yeah, it's very true.
We drove into Toronto because we've been staying in Grand Bend because we played a show in London like a couple of days ago. And driving into Toronto, I was like, "What is this Grand Theft Auto? I am so freaking out by the skyscrapers. We don't have those back home."
Yeah, it does suddenly start to match all the like movie reels and videos that you see in video games and stuff. But let's do a quick round of introductions for our listeners who I think should know you guys, given we've been playing you on air for the last 5 years or so. But let's go for it anyway.
So, hi, I'm Beth, and I play drums mostly.
I'm Alana, and I sing, and I play guitar, and I play bass.
I'm Bev. I am in the band Problem Patterns.
Someone finally said it.
And
play. I play stuff, guitar, mostly.
And
hi, I'm Kara. I'm in Problem Patterns, and I play a little bit of everything. A little bit of a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And you guys have just flown down from Belfast. You've done a couple of a show in London, Ontario. How was all of that? Like, how have the first few days in here been?
Kara's never been on a long flight before.
Wow.
So
good step.
So we were like, we traveled. It was like an 8-hour flight, but we were up for like 20 something hours. So it was rough. But I think now we're like finally in holiday mode, and like the show in London and stuff was amazing. It was really cool. So yeah, we're really excited to play this show as well.
Kind of just becomes a party once you like settle into it, and it becomes like a little holiday, right?
Yeah, we're getting really silly as well. The jet lag's just giving us all giggles all the time.
Yeah,
I feel like that does play into your music as well, because like so you guys started in 2018, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously you write music that's very hard hitting, very political and direct in ways that a lot of bands haven't been going necessarily. But there's also like a little element of like doing things slightly tongue-in-cheek, slightly wry. So I want to get into talking a little bit about your music and your first album that came out now 2 years ago.
Two years.
Blouse Club. Tell me a little bit about it.
So I think we like set out to make music that we wanted to listen to, and we always try and like make each other laugh and like do silly stuff. And while we're talking about important things, we try, like Mediocre Man is an important song, but it's also like funny and the performance of it's funny, and I think that's something then that we carried on to Blouse Club. Even like the name of the album is like a joke, because in Ireland there used to be bars that only, like, women weren't allowed to drink in bars after the war, so then they had these like underground places that they called blouse clubs that women could go to. And then because we all wear like fancy shirts and stuff, it just kind of all worked. But yeah, that album has, that's our little baby that cooed, isn't it?
Yeah.
We like won the Northern Ireland Music Prize album of the year with that, which was a surprise to us, because it's like 27 minutes. It's not even like, is that even a proper album? So it's important to us that we're like silly and like keep the fun in it, because when you're talking about like such serious topics, it can like really bog you down.
Yeah, I feel like it also then reflects real life, where it's like all the things you're talking about are the like lived realities of women, of people, but there's also the fun side to us, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you won the Northern Irish Music Prize for it, and it was a big deal. It was up against some pretty solid albums as well. Yeah. So it just goes to show how much people connected with that album.
Yeah.
A lot of people said it was kind of a win for the community because, you know, we're a little DIY band, so there was like a lot of our friends that were celebrating alongside of.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the album, like, you know, it's also like it becomes this outlet through which you're channeling all of these emotions and everything. And I guess that comes out in the best way on stage when you guys are performing live as well. So I want to know a bit about your live shows too.
We only do this to do the live shows, really. Mm-hmm. I think our music sounds better live than it does recorded. I mean, people should go and buy it and listen to it, but I think like we can kind of like convey our message better live, and we have more like fun and do silly stunts, I guess.
Yeah, we've gotten to the stage where we literally on the car here, we were like, we just perform for each other. I feel like we try to like make it as entertaining for ourselves and for each other as we can, and if the crowd enjoy that, like, that's really nice. But I think it's just like, yeah, doing it live and getting to meet people all over the world and come out to places like Canada. Like, this is where Alana grew up, but like this place specifically means a lot to us, you know, so it's cool like coming out to Canada. We went to the Netherlands, we went to Belgium, like getting to play live shows with people who like shouldn't have heard us otherwise. Like, that's why live shows are so cool, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also really special playing with like other people who give a shit, like promoters. And like, we did an Irish tour where we just worked with DIY promoters because we'd previously worked with like big promoters in different countries and stuff, and it just never felt right. So it like really, it feels good to work with people who care about the same stuff as us as well.
Yeah, it feels good to play with people that care about the same stuff. And also, like earlier I was like saying about how, man, we just love freaky little dudes.
Yeah.
Like, people who just aren't afraid to be themselves and be a little bit goofy and, dare I say, cringe.
Let's reclaim cringe.
Yeah, we really love connecting with people like that. And we've already been talking about like coming back to Canada, so if you're listening and miss this show that we're going to play in like 1 hour.
In like 40 minutes.
And you're
20 minutes.
If you're a freak and you're out there and you want to meet some freaks, we'll come back to Canada.
I feel like this is turning into the Problem Patterns dating service.
Yeah. It's like Tinder for Problem Patterns.
That's already been a wee joke this trip already.
Yeah.
I mean, don't date us, it's a red flag.
Two of us are married, so we're off the market.
Me and Alana don't want anyone near us.
Stay away from me.
You're facilitating it.
Yeah, that's it.
But do you find that reflects in your crowds? Because you're obviously like talking about kind of heavy topics. There's a lot of like discussions of misogyny, of like sexual violence, of abuse, religious themes, there's a lot poverty, mental health, there's a lot of stuff going on in the album. How do you find that people connect with it live? Because it is like we were saying, it's a heavy thing to make fun and you know, play bangers over.
I think it's like we've always said, like, this is quite a cathartic experience for us, and I think that reflects in like the people watching it too. I think that, you know, they're listening, they're attentive, they're respectful, and they're listening to the message, but they're also, you know, it's stuff that affects them. And they want to let that aggression or, you know, emotion out too. So I think they, you know, they do that at the live gigs themselves.
I also think, like, we have, it's not like all, our gigs aren't always just, like, people that we would want to come and see us, like, queers or, like, whatever. Like, sometimes you do get, like, a bunch of, like, what we call them, sex music dads. Like, like, middle-aged men, and you're like, oh, God. And then they actually end up loving it and, like, really connect with the message. And I think that's really rewarding. Like, whenever you can feel, like, the crowd, like, switch over to actually, because sometimes the first two songs you're like, oh God, they hate us. And then they end up enjoying it. So that's special too.
Yeah, sometimes you can't always tell if they're enjoying it, and then they come up after and they're like, I really feel like I have a lot of thinking to do.
I really enjoy being part of a band that has like four different vocalists and lyricists, because like there's so many different viewpoints. I feel like if you're just one vocalist, you're only getting really one point of view, but there's so many different parts of our music that like different people can connect with, and I forgot what else I was gonna say.
Oh man, so relatable.
Yeah, that's what people come for. But also, Alana, you were saying that, you know, people come up and talk to you about it afterwards, and I just love that growth, because like in an older song of yours, Big Shouty, you guys were talking about how like people come up and kind of say that they're putting you on their like women in rock sort of playlist. Basically. So to go from there to then being like, oh, I learned something from here, and like the whole thing about, oh, we've come to support women in music, completely goes out of the window. It's just music.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize when they're kind of being problematic or ignorant and stuff until it's pointed out. So like even with that Lady Bits thing, it's like, you know, some guy who's making a playlist of his favorite women in band and he calls it that, he just probably thought it was funny and doesn't realize how misogynistic it is until someone points it out, and then hopefully he's learned a little lesson.
Yeah.
I don't know if that guy has.
I don't think that specific guy has, but that's all we can hope for.
Hopefully crowds going forward. I saw that you guys also, was it last year now or a few months ago, had the remix album that came out.
Yeah.
And you got to work with some really cool people on it as well. What was that experience like? Because I feel like this was Problem Patterns in the punk club, and the remixes are like Problem Patterns in the nightclub, you know, the techno bangers.
Well, I think we have a lot. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I think we have a lot of friends. Weirdly enough, we're a punk band, but a lot of our friends exist outside of that punk genre, but their hearts are punk and their vibes are punk. So we have like a lot of friends that we wanted to connect with the Problem Patterns vibe, but whose maybe genre doesn't necessarily fit a collab with us. So there's loads of people, like Alice Go did one from Dreamwife, and our friends Beauty Sleep and our mate Joel Harkin and stuff, who like are bands that we like and bands and acts that we connect with, but like don't necessarily have the same genre. So it was just a really cool idea to connect all those people in with it and to bring out something for the anniversary of it, which was just really fun. And it was really, really cool for us to hear our music reimagined in a different way, you know. But it's like those people share the same ethos as us, so it was really cool to get them to reimagine like what their version of our songs would be.
Yeah, I'm also really obsessed with this musician who was based in New York, now she lives in Madrid, called Macy Rodman, and I like obsessed with her music, obsessed with her podcast, and I was just like, I'm gonna email her and see, never thinking she would ever reply. And then she was like, yeah, sounds fun, and she did a verse. I thought like she was gonna just like beep boop send over like a pity remix or something, and she did a fucking verse, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
and it like is so cool.
So powerful.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And then that was like also another perspective, because she's a trans woman, so then we got like her take on like
the healthcare system.
So it was just really cool for us to then have our friends and like acts that we really respect like kind of put their own spin on our silly music.
We also just love community. We're such a big community band. Mm-hmm. But what Bev was saying about freaks, so we just we've got a big community of class freaks that we just absolutely love, and it's really cool to just like pull everyone together and do weird shit together.
Yeah.
I also found that it brought out, I feel like, surprising sides of the artists you worked with as well. Like you were talking about Alice Go. When we see her in Dreamwife, she's just like the, you know, rock shredder person.
Yeah.
And then she came out with this techno, like, beat-dropping banger.
Yeah, I know.
So I love that you guys brought that out of the people
really
you worked
fun.
With too.
Yeah, I loved it. And like even Beauty Sleep and like Hex Hue, like their music is quite like ethereal and lovely, and then it kind of felt like we got them to channel their rage, which they maybe don't get to do, so it was nice.
It was class.
And you guys have also been continuing collaborations. Now you just released a song with Matt Corvette. And I do remember reading a little while ago that you guys have been fans of Piss Jeans for a while. So
Piss Jeans is my probably my favorite band of all time. I've loved them for 16 years now, and we went to go see them after like I had many attempts to go see them years ago, and I was sick every time. And we finally saw them last year, and we met him, and we told him about Mediocre Man being a response to Boring Girls, and he thought that was funny and followed us, and it's just kind of kept up with us on socials. And so it was another one of those things where we had already recorded, or we had written the song, and we were like, wouldn't it be really funny if we just asked him to be on this? And he was up for it, and he was literally running around a studio to find a studio in Philadelphia to get it done. He didn't ask for anything, he just wanted to be on it, and he's been like the coolest guy ever about it, and he even gave us like a cool little quote.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just the coolest, weirdest guy, and I'm really excited that he is who he is and that he likes us.
Another freak.
Another freak.
For the collection.
Freak.
King of freaks.
King of jeans, king of freaks.
Another great addition to the Problem Patterns Freaks collection.
Yeah, that's
Do you want to join?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I join?
Yeah.
We'll get you a membership
Welcome.
Card.
Yay. A fully printed one. I also love your social media, by the way. Like, it's another side of you guys that's just so fun and chilled out. Like, I've been following your pints reviews. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we love doing that as well, because like being on tour is really difficult, and like you're away from your family and like you get jet lagged and whatever, and so it's just fun to like arse about on the internet and like we had to make a separate account for shit posting because we were doing it. It's called Problem Paparazzi, you should follow it. But
I just looked you guys up. It reminds me of One Greedy Girls.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry, we're doing an interview.
You're okay. We'll chat to you after.
Yeah.
it's the authentic fan yeah, experience. Now everyone listening knows you have fans.
Yes. We did not.
Yeah, so we just arse about on social media and like try and make stuff that makes us laugh, and then that's like the whole thing of this band is just us trying to like, we just think each other's funny. And we are genuinely friends.
And also I wanted to ask you guys about like the Irish music scene in general, and like in Belfast, you know, so many incredible bands have been coming up and being noticed of late. I think it was now a year and a half or so ago we had Enola Gay on the show. Fantastic guys.
Strange New Places are about to put out their debut album, and it's been very long awaited, and they are one of the best bands in the world.
Yeah, and they also
everything.
Our friends Beauty Sleep, who are on the remix album, they are putting out an album very soon, and they're amazing and amazing people.
Our mates Junk Drawer just put an Unreal Psych album out, and then they're a class. You should check them out as well.
Cloakroom Q have put out probably one of the best albums that's ever come out of Ireland.
Okay.
So you should check them out.
Well, I will definitely go listen to those. Let me see, I think I probably had live show questions. So you guys do like the whole like switching around instruments thing as well. Like, tell me a little bit about the live show.
It's purely so that I don't throw up on stage, and I'm not joking.
That's not why we started. That's an answer for myself.
Yeah. We have four voices, but it's also for the live show so that I don't have to do all the songs.
That's not true. Anna would not be singing all of our songs if she just didn't book. The four of us like to have a perspective each.
Yeah, and it's also to push each other to play instruments that, like, I'd never would have sang before until I met these guys. And it's like push us into doing things that make us uncomfortable, because that's how you inevitably grow, isn't it?
Oh, we love personal growth.
We love that. So speaking of personal growth, what's next for you guys? Albums, tours, what's going on?
We have a release coming out in September. Ish, and then just shows. We just want to play a bunch of shows, come to new countries, new cities, places we've never been before.
Tours
mm-hmm. Tours with people we like. There's also another recommendation, not an Irish band, but an English band called Other Half.
Okay.
Nicest people in the whole wild world, and probably the most talented.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also freaks.
You gotta be
and are there any plans to come back to Canada, do we know?
If people like us tonight, they should invite us back.
If anyone wants to book us, yes, but we haven't done anything to get ourselves back.
I think regardless, we'll book ourselves and come back. Yeah. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be here. We love it.
Yeah. And if we had to play one song after this interview to go out with, I have so many I could pick from, so I'm gonna put it to you guys. What's the first song people should listen to?
Never Enough by Turnstile. No,
I'm joking. No, it's Never Enough by Turnstile.
Do you mean never. Our song?
Yes.
Oh,
Sad
yeah.
Old Woman.
You should listen to Sad Old Woman featuring Matt Corvette.
And then Never Enough by Turnstile.
And then listen to the new album by Turnstile on repeat.
We also released the song I'm Fine and I'm Doing Great, which is about being burnt out.
No, we didn't.
It's
we
not haven't. Yet.
Oh, no, when's out?
It's coming out soon.
So whenever it does come out, we look forward
to
it.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
You can hear it tonight.
Yeah, we'll be playing it tonight.
And at live shows.
Yeah,
but yeah, Problem Patterns, thank you so much for taking the time and joining me.
I'm so sorry, this just descended into chaos.
So tired.
All right, it is now 9:30 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 on Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. Good evening, as I hopefully you're nice and relaxed and cool and hydrated. It's been a muggish one, I have to say, this weekend, but, you know, very entertaining at the same time. Lots of stuff was going on, like Skelton Park Arts Fest, and just all sorts of craziness this weekend. A good craziness here, maybe not so much in the world. A good craziness over the last weekend, but a good craziness in Kingston that is very invigorating. So, you know, I'm just going to bust out, you know, a good hour and a half, as I like to call it, sort of a punk funk cavalcade this week. Because last week it was kind of like a big deal for me to do like an all Brian Wilson tribute show. So now that that's been done, I'm going to kind of work my way backwards, because there was two passings that happened of in different ways, but both towering figures in music, for sure, which is Sly Stone and Stephen Leckie, who both passed away in the last week. The Sly Stone stuff we'll probably get to in the next hour, but we're going to start off with some Vile Tones. Steve Leckie, who was the sort of founder, front person, and sort of the continued force of the Vile Tones, arguably sort of King's or Canada's first serious recorded punk rock band, with the Screamin' Fist single, which is kind of like the Rosetta Stone of Canadian punk. And I am going to play some Vile Tones, and then, you know, I'm just going to play a couple of older kind of Canadian punk bands that I love, you know, Modernettes and some Pointed Sticks and maybe some Asexuals and some Forgotten Rebels. I guess this is probably a good time. I should preface that this show, sometimes the songs will have words and lyrics and content that could be unsuitable for some ears, sensitive ears. And so if you're potentially offended by certain phrases and words, it might be a good time to, you know, tune out for about, you know, probably a half an hour or so. But, you know, besides that, so I decided, in tribute to Steve Leckie, instead of playing Screamin' Fist, I'm going to play a song that was on the B-side of that single, which is definitely befitting this man, which is the Vile Tones song Rebel. So here we go, Vile Tones on CFRC.
2, 3, 4! Rebel, unorthodox. Sorry.